For the next section, this is going to be fun. Pick for me one element that produces tension and one element that produces relaxation. Just agree on what it is. And I'll do, let's say, 16 bar section, and I'll use only that element to produce tension and only that other element to release it.
I have emphasis on passing tones. They sound hard.
Like that was one of the ones like, I don't know if I could do that. The others I could probably.
I can do repetition, sure.
I think
anything.
The bass line I wrote for Green does that.
I want to hear this.
Wait, I'll have to come back to that. So we got emphasis on passing tones, and what's my release method?
About rest.
Just rest? That's it?
Emphasis okay. What's the difference between rest, space, and silence?
It's about how you use it, really.
We don't have to do rest.
And may I get a comp? No, it's fine. It's a good one. May I have a comp?
Sure.
I think I'm just going to do 16 bar. I could do the whole form, but it's overkill. You don't.
Let me get my chart out.
Hobby's going to play with his teeth.
All right. Now you're going
to. Oh.
Ready?
Wait, I can't see that.
Okay. That's your own chart.
Emphasis on passing tones and then space to relax, okay?
I have to because I can't find
it. Okay.
It seems like emphasis on chord tones would be.
Believe it or not, I actually used this element earlier when I was increasing tension.
So we're going to do just the A section over and over again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well, just two A's and then I'll be done.
Two A's.
I'm going to stop at the bridge. So just analyze what I did. I had two plateaus, right? Roughly with the A sections. Mm-hmm. I brought you a little, and I tried to get a little more intense with it, and then I brought you back down at the very end. So if you analyze what I did, it was kind of like, you know, the mountain with two steps of the mountain, right? And it's funny because that's the same element I used last time. Remember the motif I had last time? It was like. Right? That's an easy one. You guys think it's a hard one? I will tell you right now, if you know how to find C or freaking G, you just go down a half step and there's your passing tone. Or up a half step. It's that simple.
That's the lead-in tone.
So that's the seventh
D. No matter what the scale tone is, immediately above and below it. Well, I suppose if you... Alright, I gotta clarify. That if you go down a half step from a root, then you're at the seventh, which is still a chord tone, but... Generally, the idea is still there. So do a root, and immediately below it is the scale tone, so that one doesn't work, but immediately above it is passing tone to get you to two, or to come back down to one. So if you're on any chord tone, you just go up a half step or down a half step. I'm oversimplifying, of course, but I can't resist. Give me a one more comp. Just one A section. Just listen. 2, 3, 4. Right?
Cool.
And it's pretty cool. That's all I did was up and down or whatever. Just don't tell them I told you you could do that.
Name it after you.
So that's all I'm going to ask you guys to do is pick your own. Tell us what it is. Tell us what it is before we go around. And then the criteria by which we will evaluate your solo is the extent to which you were able to use those two elements. Right? So like Hillary, for example. Pick two.
One,
the same as I just said. Okay. Sure.
And
silence.
I don't know.
out notes of longer duration.
Okay, perfect. All right, so comp four and try and listen to see how well she uses those elements.
Do two A's or what?
Good question. Should we do two A's?
Sure. Yeah, it goes by fast.
And then the next person will do like you'll do AA and then you'll do BA, because the whole form is AABA. Does that make sense? And so then you'll do AA and you'll do BA, right?
Okay.
In other words, 16 bars each.
Okay.
And we might not be able to do it. I don't know how to. I don't want to keep stopping either. Suppose we do it in pairs. Before we start, we already know Hillary's is the emphasis on passing tones for tension and notes of longer duration for release. What about you, Doug?
I'll try and do alternating directions.
All right.
For tension and then emphasis on chord tones.
Alternating directions and emphasis on chord tones. All right, so we're going to let you guys both go back to back, and then we'll see if we can remember what you just told us you were going to use and evaluate it accordingly. So you don't have to play along if you would rather listen. That's also fine.
Yeah, I'm going to listen.
All right. One of the things is I'm too close to this, so I keep picking up. All right. One, two, one, two, three, Hillary. You, but I could immediately tell the elements were being used well. Any other comments or feedback?
I was astounded that I could actually, like, because I was like, oh, I forgot which ones they said they were going to do, and I was like, I'll just listen to it. Oh!
That happened to me, too, when it came to Doug. I didn't remember. Yeah. She went first. I remembered hers. But yeah, it's cool. That's very cool. Great feedback on that. All right, Melanie and Mitch.
Okay.
Choose your poison.
I'm going to try to do just repetition.
That's a good one. We haven't talked about it yet.
And then either rest or silence.
Perfect.
Exactly the difference.
If we listen really hard, we'll try and figure out whether you're doing rest or silence.
And Mitch?
And we all doing
I'm going to attempt.
You can if you want to. Okay. If you'd rather listen, that's okay.
I'm going to attempt jagged articulations
cool. And
some legato as well.
Okay, cool. I can't wait to hear the jagged stuff.
Yeah.
That all looked pretty horrid and weed related.
Alternate.
Yeah, once you're done with your
then
16 bars, then you can just stop.
Okay.
No, the flutter tone, that's a Jimi Hendrix thing. No, I was kidding. Never mind. Stab the reed. That means you take your guitar and hit the other guy's saxophone. That produces tension, right?
That would produce tension, for sure.
All right.
Put that flutter tongue up to the climax and that.
Oh, he's got to go there, Louis.
Can't help him.
Oh, my God.
Here we go, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. with I know it's funny. It make this is a cool thing because singing in bigger stretches, it makes you easily want to take another chorus, right?
Yeah.
So whereas you know, a couple weeks ago we were all like, "What? Yeah, I gotta do a whole 32 bars," you know? Yeah. So if I may jump in, you guys, terrific job. I would have known right away which elements you were doing. Couple of tips, like for Mel, don't be afraid to give us the plateaus in stages. Like, you were going to give us some silence and rests. So as you experiment with this, make the plateaus deliberate. Like, how many plateaus are you going to do within 16 bars? Maybe you only have time for two. Or I should say one plateau separating two, right? If that's what I mean. You know. And then use your tension, your release elements deliberately,
okay,
to mess with the audience and create an overall bigger sculpture.
Okay. I did mine that makes sense too.
Yeah, this is my first experience with soloing on an instrument at all.
See, that in itself is a good one right there. And now all of a sudden it's like fun. These are all fun elements. You don't have to get bogged down in harmony or scales,
yeah,
or anything else. Anyone can do these. Way cool. Excellent. Excellent. Just the fact that that's the case with you. I forgot what I was going to say. Just a small thing. I think when they're saying jagged articulations, they probably mean more like, you know, just extreme dynamic. You were doing some, yeah, like tremolo picking or like a crazy bend or some kind of real dramatic. So you could have went further is all I mean.
Yeah, and I also realized that I started off, you know, louder and more dynamic, and then I finished up, you know, sort of. So
yeah,
the curve was wrong.
Well, that brings up a good point. There's no such thing as a wrong curve. You know, it also has to do with whatever else is happening in the solos of the rest of the soloist, the whole tune. It also has to do with the whole gig. So this is one of my favorite quotes is from Todd Kuhlman, who runs the jazz program in SUNY Purchase, near where I used to live. I used to live in Ossining, New York, which is in Westchester, right near Purchase College. Not that near, but, you know, 20 minutes from Purchase College. And he has a quote that goes, the most successful musicians are ready for anything, but they're also aware of the overall architecture of the entire performance. So it could be the overall awareness of that song, the overall awareness of that set of music, the overall awareness of the whole festival, if you will. Depends how cosmic you want to get. So there are times where I feel like everyone's overplaying and I'm just grumpy and whatever, and I want to take things down, and I do so deliberately. So my whole entire solo might be a de-escalated thing. There's nothing wrong with that. So I just want to invite you not to think in terms of right and wrong.
Right.
That's all. All right. So Louise, you ready?
Oh, yeah, you know, sure.
I'm ready. All right. Let's see. What can she do with her voice on this? Can he jump out at you?
I was wondering about the increased volume.
That's an easy one.
And then maybe I could do a descending line to finish.
Awesome. The increased volume thing, that's easy. You do that well anyway.
Thanks.
Here we go. Let's see how many plateaus she'll do within like a 16-bar structure.
Yeah.
Or will it be one giant?
Well, I don't think I've got enough range of volume to carry on for 16 bars, you know, going from a...
Right.
Low to a high.
Which makes the case that you'll probably have several plateaus.
I probably will.
Yeah. Here we go.
Oh, so it's increased volume, it's not increased. Boy, oh boy. I don't know.
I mean, you could just do increased volume and decreased volume.
That would be alternating directions, right? No, that would be pitch.
Right.
No, just volume, just how loud you are. Nothing to do with pitch.
Yeah.
What was the relaxation one you chose?
The descending line.
Descending lines. Okay.
I don't know.
Let's do just the volume only. I think it'll be easier.
And decrease it at the end, you mean?
Decrease it any way you want, and lead us through some plateaus or not. Or have just one big build.
Okay, but do I have to worry about a relaxation or a release?
That is your relaxation, is decreasing the volume.
Decreasing.
So you're either going to increase or decrease, as you choose. One, two, A 1, 2, 3. Effortlessly created.
Yeah, that was very nice.
Two plateaus. Awesome job. This is fun. You guys can let's go around. You don't even have to tell us in advance. Or you don't even have to pick one. You could pick more than one. I think that's probably beyond the scope of today. I wouldn't mind going myself, actually. Can we just go around?
We have a BA to go with.
Yeah. Should we keep on the 16 bar thing?
Yeah.
And we'll just keep the song going around?
Where do you want to?
Maybe that works.
Extend.
And
do the whole form?
Yeah. So, 1, 2.
16?
Yeah, 1, 2. A 1, 2, 3. Relaxation one, so it could have been better. I was too focused on the thing itself. But
the A train for me was off the rails there for a bit.
That was great stuff. I would love to continue with this. And there's a but. But notice I gave you another tune and I didn't explain why.
Yes.
And there's a method behind the madness. I really would love to continue with the. You guys seem to be getting it very well. The reason I gave you the In a Sentimental Mood is because last week is our last session, and I didn't want to go. I didn't want to. Isn't it right?
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
Time flies, dude. And I didn't want to give you new stuff during that session, so I want to take the last 20 minutes and talk about the tritone substitution. Okay.